Father, it is time for you to speak unto us once again. This morning, we are not here to hear from man. We want to hear from you. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Spirit of the living God, minister to us. Lord, this morning, give the right word unto every soul this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Do something special, spectacular, specific in the life of every individual that's part of this service here and those who are connected online in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I take spiritual authority over everything in this environment. I bring everything under the subjection of the Spirit of the living God. Let there be no hindrance to the move of the Spirit. Let that God do what he only can do in the lives of his people this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us put our hands together for the Lord. Let me first say happy new month to every one of us. And I want to welcome us to service again, and also want to welcome our online worshipers, those who are joining the service from different parts of the world and from different parts of this country. I welcome you to this service once again this morning. Today, our time is fast spent. And as I sat down, I was thinking that even if we don't preach any message again today, and we just pray on the testimony, we have received the word from the Lord. However, God still has something to do in addition to what he has already done. And so this morning, I'm going to try to be brief as much as the Spirit of the living God will permit. We'll see, want to wait on God for something he wants to do in addition. So this morning, quickly, I'll be talking on what I call your handful of purpose. Test somebody close to you, your handful of purpose. I'll be speaking on what I call your handful of purpose. And without wasting time, this is actually not the text. I want to introduce this message from the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, before I now go to the text for the message. So I want to introduce my message with a title, Your Handful of Purpose, with Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And it reads, "And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." Everything in life work together for good. But for which people? Those who love God and accord according to his purpose. If you say all things work together for good and you stop there, you are not quoting the scripture. It is not complete. All things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. There are two types of people that I find in the world. Those who live on luck and those who live on purpose. Some people, their life is just about luck, about chance occurrence, accidental events. But for some people, those who are called by God, we live on purpose. And the Bible says to everything there is a purpose. Let me tell you, for every one of us, there is a purpose. And for everything that happens to us, there is a purpose if you are called according to the will of God. And for every phase you are going through in life, there is a purpose. So there's a purpose for everyone. There's a purpose for everything. And there's a purpose for every time. Are you listening to me? But sometimes For the purpose of God to be discovered, to be known, is a challenge. And if not all the time, most of the time, for the purpose of God to be fulfilled, God will have to release a handful of purpose. Sometimes without the release of the handful of purpose, the purpose of God might not be realized. And I'm trusting God this morning that God will draw for you a handful of purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so this morning I want to now go to my text. I take my text from the book of Ruth chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. KJV, please. Ruth chapter 14. And after that, I want us to look at the New Living Translation. But let's read in KJV first. Ruth chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. Okay. And Boaz said unto her at the meantime, come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip this morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was served, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean, even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. Now listen to verse 16. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. And let fall also some of the handful of purpose for who? Custom made, specific to her, not general. Now let me quickly say a few things about this. You know the story of Ruth. She had a very terrible experience where she had lost almost everything that she had. And she was in a distressed situation. She was in a terrible condition. She was emotionally traumatized. She almost lost a sense of self-worth. And here, she was even finding it difficult to feed herself. But when she came to this place, to the field of Boaz to glean, something happened. Boaz called her to come and eat with her. And after eating, if you find the New Living Translation, can you please project the New Living Translation for me? I want to bring something out there. After she has come, okay, let me quickly go through the New Living Translation and I'll continue. At the meantime, Boaz called to her, come over here and help yourself to some food. You can dip your bread in the sour wine. So she sat with his masters, and Boaz gave her some roasted grain to eat. She had all she wanted and still had some left over. Okay? When Ruth went back to work again, Boaz ordered his young men, let her gather grain right among the sheep without stopping, and pull out some of the hairs of barley from the bundle and drop them on purpose for her. Are you listening to me? Draw them on purpose for her. Let her pick them up and don't give her a hard time. Leave this one here for a moment. The theology of the handful of purpose in the Old Testament is about succor for the poor and the helpless. It's the theology of rescue. When somebody is helpless, is hopeless, and needed to be rescued, one of the things that God provided for was the handful of purpose. It was a lifeline for the poor and for the needy, for the helpless. Is there somebody who is in need of something this morning? Is there somebody who is helpless about something this morning? God is here to draw for you a handful of purpose. You know, when Ruth heard with Boaz, Bible says she heard and had some left over. And after that, now said, leave something for her on purpose. Let me tell you about the handful of purpose. In the Old Testament, when you harvest your grain, you don't harvest the corner so that the poor can come and take it. But apart from that, there's all the principle of the handful of purpose, which apart from what's on the corner, you will now deliberately pull some of the corns, just scatter them all around on purpose so that it's not that they are falling down, but you leave them so as to help the needy, to help the poor, to help the widow, to help those who could not afford anything. So that was the answer for poor. But this one, so the Boaz now, Boaz said, leave it. It's not just the general handful of purpose now, but leave it on purpose for her. So it's not the general handful of purpose, but it was custom made, giving and branded specifically for Ruth. I'm trusting God this morning that there are some blessings, there are some succor, there are some breakthrough that are branded in your name and God will deliver to you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is there somebody this morning who is running out of gas in any department of life? There's a handful of purpose for you this morning. Is there somebody who is gasping for breath in the department of life? There's a handful of purpose for you this morning. The handful of purpose, when you receive it, you receive a lifeline. And you know something? If you look at that New Living Translation, can you go back to that? What's the meaning of this? Can you go back to that New Living Translation? Media, can you please? When you go back to that New Living Translation, it says, let her pick them up and don't give her a hard time. Immediately, the handful of purpose was dropped for Ruth. Hard time left her. That was the end of her hard life. That was the end of her hard time. There was no more hard time again. The moment the handful of purpose were given was dropped for Ruth. This morning, are you going through a hard time? Are you going through a difficult situation? Are you going through a challenge? This morning, the handful of purpose will be brought unto you, will be dropped for you, and that will bring a hand to the hard situation, hard time, and difficulties and challenges you are having in the mighty name of Jesus. But you see, there is a warning about the handful of purpose. Yes, God desires to give you a handful of purpose. Yes, God desires to bring a hand to your hard time, to your challenges, to your difficulties. But there is a warning. Go back to Ruth chapter 2, verse 8. Maybe we look at King James Version. Chapter 2, verse 8. Let's read it. Ruth chapter 2, verse 8. Can you project it for me? Let me read from here. Then Boaz said unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in what? In another field. Neither go from there, but what? Abide here fast by my maiden. handful of purple is only available in the right feed. When you go to the wrong feed for the handful of purples, what you get is a basket of trouble. Handful of purples is in the right feed. If you are looking for the handful of purples, it's only available, it's not just in any feed. He said to Ruth, don't go and glean in another feed. Abide here. Abide here. The feed of Boaz is a symbolism of the Redeemer. It's a representation of the arena of grace. It's a symbolism of being in the will of God. If you are looking for the handful of purpose, you have to come and stay in the presence of God. You have to be in the will of God. If you are yet to give your life to Christ, you are not yet in the field. You are not yet in the arena. If you are giving your life to Christ and you are backsliding, you have to come back to the arena of grace before you can have the handful of purpose. This morning, the Lord will bring grace into your life. The Lord will bring blessing to your life. The Lord will bring promotion to life. See, handful of purpose is available in the right arena. When our sister was giving her testimony, when she came here, the Lord brought her that she might receive a handful of purpose. And today she has a testimony. I'm talking about Sister Fakoya. When she came and she connected with God, the Lord released to her the handful of purpose. And if you can connect to God this morning, your own handful of purpose will be released unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know this morning, do you actually desire, long, yearn, task for a handful of purpose in a department of your life? If you are ready, God is ready for you this morning. Was it on Friday, second day of our fresher service? I said something about three types of people that come to churches of God today all over Nigeria. I said there are three types. Do you remember? I said the first type is what I call the attendees. In the churches of God today, we have attendees. Attendees, they are just there to be part of the numbers. Attendees come to church. I said they play with their phone. Do you remember? When attendees in the church, it can be on WhatsApp. When attendees in the church, he might be listening to, he might be watching video. He might be texting his friends or colleagues or anybody. He can be checking messages. He can even sleep off while the service goes on. Brother Uticus was an attendee. So this morning, if you want a handful of purpose, you can't afford to be an attendee. I said the second type of people who are in the churches today, who they call, are the multitudes. Multitude are spectators. They are like reporters. They only come to watch, they listen to testimony, they listen to messages, they dance to the choir song, and they go back and report. The service was good today. Oh, the pastor preached very well, or the pastor made some mistake. There were even grammatical errors. They will report how the choir performed, whether the ushers were good, whether the ushers were good or not. They are reporters, multitude. Bible says when Jesus was coming, multitude were following him, those multiple reporter, they did not receive any handful of purpose. And I said, the third set of people, they are the intentional. And an example of the intentional is the woman with the issue of blood. When the attendees were there, when the multitude was reporter were there, she was there with an intention. And she said, I must tore the hem of his garment. Can God find in you this morning somebody who is intentional, who is ready to connect to God? If only you can do this morning, you will receive a hand of purpose. But remember, I said, for you to receive the hand of purpose, you have to be in the arena of grace. God is ready this morning to release blessing to you, to do so many things. But how prepared are you? If you don't stay in the field of expectation and preparation, you might be missing out. But this morning, you don't miss out on your handful of purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus, tell somebody this morning, I will not miss out on my handful of purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. See, when you receive your handful of purpose, it brings an end to hard times. It brings an end to shame. It brings an end to weeping. It brings an end to sorrow. When you receive your handful of purpose. And this morning, I'm trusting God to drop onto as many as are intentional handful of purpose from this service this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And I will conclude my message before I pray this morning with this verse in Isaiah chapter 35. And now get ready to receive your own handful of purpose. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 7. The book of Isaiah, let me have a New Living Translation. Isaiah chapter 35. Verse 7, New Living Translation. God bless you. The parched ground will become a pool. Those who are saying amen, they are intentional. The parched ground in your life shall become a pool. And the springs of water we satisfy the thirsty land. Marsh grass and reeds and rushes will flourish where desert jackals once lived. Where desert jackals occupied. What? Go and look at the meal of desert jackals. But God is talking about now bringing a transformation. God is talking about bringing about a change. God is talking about quenching your thirst. God is talking about meeting your needs. God is talking about giving you your handful of purpose. This morning, where and what is the black or the dark spot in your life or in your sky? The Lord wants to rescue you. I said, the Lord wants to rescue you. I said, the Lord wants to rescue you. And I said, the Lord will rescue you. The Lord will rescue you from your sorrow. He will rescue you from your trouble. He will rescue you from your challenges. He will rescue you from your shame. In the mighty name of Jesus. Before we pray this morning, as I was preparing for this message, meditating, I remember a song by Lauren Daigou. I will read the lyrics. I want them to help me project the lyrics for you. I will read it, I will list stories, and then go to pray. It says, no, I said, okay. It says, you are not hidden. There has never been a moment you are forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen, I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true. I will rescue you. There's no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You are not defenseless. I be your shelter. I be your hammer. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out the army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true. I will rescue you. I will never stop marching to reach you. In the middle of the hardest fight, it's true. I will rescue you. I hear the whisper underneath your breath. I hear you whisper. You have nothing left. I will send out an army to find you. In the middle of darkest night, it's true. I will rescue you. I will never stop marching to reach you. In the middle of the hardest fight, it's true. I will rescue you. Oh, I will rescue you. This song, the last time it has received about 8 million views. The last time I checked was 7.7 million. It's a powerful song. And I found it a very good song for us to worship God this morning as we request God for our own handful of purpose to rescue us this morning. This morning, the Lord is on a rescue mission in our lives. And you are the beneficiary. And I am the beneficiary. I want us to listen to this song. And I want us to worship. You stand on your feet as we worship with this song. Give his volume, please. Give volume, please. Can you give me, let me play it from my phone.
I hear you whisper. You are not hidden.
You are not hidden.
There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. Oh, I'll be your shelter. I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS.
I will rescue you. Maska pasa ndalaba sandalaba. Rakaska randa kuska.
You in the middle of the hardest fight is true. I will rescue you.
Manske ponda la baska baba shandalaba.
Rende tege. Underneath your breath, I hear you whisper, you have nothing left.
wave your hands to the other this morning and begin to ask God that you are here for him. You want him to rescue your situation. It's time for you to receive your hands full of purpose. Santa Laba. Skeponda la baba santa laba. Rende keke shimpali baba. Where do you need God this morning? Can you cry unto God this morning? Yes, mama kas kimpa santa laba. Jeriman santa laba. Retete libaba kas kapaliba. Rokokoko sopopo santa laba. Jerimama santa laba. Ask for your hand for a purpose this morning. Ask for your hand for a purpose this morning. Man satala babakasa. He said, I will rescue you. I will rescue you. That was said, that's what said, I will rescue you. I will meet you in the middle of the hardest fight. What is the hard fight you are fighting in your life? What's the great challenge? What's the battles of life you are facing? It's time for you to receive your hand for a purpose. Manska papa paskanta laba. Jerimaska anda. Reseke punda laba. Rehensi kapulaba. Skehembru basanta laba. Rehensi kapashanta laba. Renso koposka. Rensi kapalaba. Skehembru kasanta laba. Rehensi kapanduli baba. Jirimama santa laba. In the mighty name of Jesus. As our eyes are closed before I pray, remember I said, for God to rescue you, you have to make yourself available. For you to receive your hand for a purpose, you have to glean the right feed. You have to be in the arena of grace. If you know you are here to give your life to Christ, or you know you are backsliding and you want to come back to God, this is the first thing you need to do. So that you can receive your hand for a purpose. If you are in that category this morning, you want to say, Lord, I want to surrender to you. I'm here to give my life, or I've not gone astray. But today, because I don't want to miss out on the hand for a purpose, I want to surrender to you. You can just raise your right hand where you are. I want to pray for you so that you will not miss out on your hand for a purpose. I want to give about 30 seconds. Just lift up your right hand anywhere you are. I'm going to pray for you. I want to say this morning, I don't want to miss out on the hand for a purpose. But this morning, I want to surrender unto you. Yes, lift very high, lift very high, lift very high. It's not to be ashamed about. It's something to be proud out about. It's because you need that hand for a purpose. If you don't have it, if you don't do this, so you can't receive it. And those of you who are lifting you and just come and meet me here, be here. Majestically, gloriously, come here. I'm going to pray for you so that you won't miss out on your hand for a purpose. Come here quickly, and I want to pray for you quickly. Don't let us waste time. Maska papa paskanta liba randu kaka kaka skampa liba renteki kasanda lab. If Ruth had gone to any other feed, she will miss out. But today, you don't want to miss out on the hand for a purpose. You want to glean the feed of that. Come here quickly and come and join these people. Don't waste time. It's a serious business. Mansa talaba. Randa kaka sampalaba. Rentu kapas kinda. Lesumba katalaba. Manka skipa papa kasantalaba. Rente keke sepolibo. Bruko koko sopopoko sepoko sepoko. Reka shimpoliboko shimpolibo.
I surrender. I surrender. Oh, I surrender unto thee, my blessed.
I say, give you 30 seconds. You want to join them? You want to surrender quickly? You have 30 seconds. After that, I'm going to pray.
I surrender.
front, just say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you this morning for the opportunity that you are giving me to come to you for rescue. This morning, I pray that you forgive me of my past, wash me clean with the blood of Jesus. I stand before you this morning. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Wash me clean with the blood of Jesus. Write my name in the book of life. Rescue me. And from now onward, release your hand for a purpose into my life. Let me not miss out. And keep me, O Lord. Let me not go to another field to glean. Let me stay in the field of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these people. Said nobody that comes to you will you cast away. We present them before you this morning. Lord, wash them clean with the blood of Jesus Christ. Come into their lives powerfully. Turn their situation around. Give them a new story. Give them a new song. Lord, keep them and preserve them. Let them grow in you. Let them be rooted in your counsel and your will. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Just follow this, mommy. Just follow. Please, don't keep them for long because I want them to come back and be part. Just follow their mommy. Yeah. And to every one of us here, just begin to wave your hands to the Lord. Wave your hands to the Lord. Just begin to wave. You are the pillar that holds my life.
You are the pillar. You are the pillar.
Even though we are pressed for time this morning, God will come into your life, into your situation now. What we need to do, and those who are connected online, just lift your hands unto God and just speak unto God. Where do you want Him to drop a handful of purpose? After the handful of purpose was dropped for Ruth, hand come to hardness. Our time came to an end. That was the hand of her time. The hand for purpose. Where do you want God to drop the hand for purpose for you? Can you speak to God? I give that opportunity and I go to God and I'm trusting God. God will honor His word. It's not the word of man, it's the word of God. It's not man, it's God. He has unlimited resources to minister to the needs of everyone and all of us. Where do you want God to drop that handful of purpose? The ministry angels are here this morning to drop for you specifically handful of purpose. Only if you are intentional. Can you just speak to God this morning?
Great are you, Lord.
You're
Father, you are the great and the mighty God. I stand before you this morning by grace, and I ask as your ambassador, let handful of purpose be delivered to everyone that is part of this service or connected online. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that department of their lives where there is hardness, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release the hand for a purpose to bring end to that hardness, to that challenge, to that problem, to that sorrow, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak and I proclaim and I declare that your hand for a purpose be delivered unto you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Receive your hand for a purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Receive your hand for a purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Receive your hand for a purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.